We're at that time of the winter season when, for many of us, our thoughts turn to being somewhere else, as a matter of fact, and to travel. We're going to be talking about that travel today and what you need to know in this increasingly complex world of travel with Peter Greenberg, the travel editor of NBC's Today Show, CNBC, and America Online. He's the author of The Complete Travel Detective Bible. It's a wonderful book. And we'll be talking with him about it as we go through the show. He'll be with us till 12:30 today. And world traveler Jim Packard, you were in Italy last, and now you're on your way to old Mexico.
That's right, going down to the Riviera Maya. And Peter says they've done a great job in restoring the coastline there after hurricanes went through the last 2 years. And we'll talk about that. But yes, I was in Italy this last year. You were in Paris. So we're among the public radio audience that loves to travel. Yep. And we'd love to give you this book today, The Travel Detective Bible, at a pledge of $150 at 800-383-9772. We have a goal of $9,000 for this hour or $12,000 for the full show. And Larry, I'll just say one thing. John Knoll of Stevens Point is the CEO of a large travel insurance company and a concierge company, and he has written that this book is perhaps the most insightful travel publication ever published. It's factual, it's practical. This man travels more than his readers ever will. He knows travel, knows the pitfalls, anticipates the moves he needs to orchestrate his travel. We will use it as a reference for our emergency travel representatives and our concierge staff. So that's high praise from someone in the travel business, and it gives you an indication of how necessary this is for your travel pleasures.
So for a $150 contribution, we'll be happy to send you a copy of The Travel Detective, and we'll also send you, the member benefit card. We have a goal for the program of $12,000. We're going to break it up a little bit and say $9,000 until noon, and then we'll go for that last three in the last half hour of the program. So we have a large goal today, and we met our goal yesterday. We raised over $12,000 on the program yesterday, and we know that once you hear Peter talk, and you've probably, if you listen to the program, you've heard him. He's been very gracious to be our guest on several occasions, and it's really a lot of fun to talk with him. He's got some great stories to tell, and he'll be telling them in just a minute or two here on the Ideas Net. Give us a call now with your contribution at 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or go online to WPR.org, WPR.org. Let's make that goal.
Let's make that goal, and your $150 pledge will get you a copy of The Complete Travel Detective Bible, and also, of course, the Wisconsin Public Radio Benefit Card, with dining benefits throughout the state of Wisconsin for 238 restaurants, performances and attraction benefits at 48 separate locations, online shopping benefits at 15 stores, and 52 bed and breakfast benefits with two-night stay for the price of one in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois. So this is a very valuable card, and it's yours when you make your pledge of $150 to help us get through this drive today and make our goal of $9,000 for the hour. We've heard from somebody. And why not make your call right now at 800-383-9772? Of course, you can go online at WPR.org and make a safe, secure pledge there.
Peter has traveled millions and millions of miles. I know he's got
frequent flyer miles of over a million miles with every single major airline in the country.
It's amazing. And so he really knows what he's talking about. He's experienced, and you're going to have fun asking him questions. He'll have some good answers, and he always has some great stories to tell. I also wanted to mention that we have only four pairs of tickets left for the Cajun cookout on Larry's Bayou. Cajun dinner at my home on June 28th. They've been going like hotcakes. Yesterday on the show, I think we had six tickets sold, and now there are only eight tickets left or four pairs. So for a $1,200 contribution, we'll give you a pair of tickets, and you can attend, and I'll tell you what, you'll get to meet Joy Cardine and Gene Ferracca and myself and Sandy Sawchuk, who you know if you listen to the show, Scott Craven, our wildlife ecologist. We'll be boating people around, hopefully, if the weather's decent. But it's going to be a lot of fun and some great Cajun cooking.
Indeed. Gumbo, Cajun deep fried turkey, Cajun corn, dirty rice, green rice, which is very vegetarian, and sweet potato pecan pie with some chantilly cream.
I tell you what, I'm waiting on that. That sweet potato pie, that's going to be great. Anyway, that's yours for a $1,200 contribution. But in the meantime, hey, how about a $150 contribution at 1-800-383-9772? Give us a call. We'll send you the Travel Detective Bible from Peter Greenberg, and you're going to learn a lot about travel and all aspects of travel as well, as a matter of fact. And as a matter of fact, I think, Peter, are you there?
I sure am. I've been listening to you for the last couple minutes, you bet.
Oh, well, wonderful. Thanks a lot for taking time to be with us today. How many miles have you traveled? Do you have any idea?
I actually do, although I will put it in perspective for those who watched the Today Show earlier this morning when I talked about frequent flyer miles. But I have probably about 13 million miles, if you add it all up, which is really actually more than a million miles on every airline, and some more than others, yeah.
That's amazing. Well, what about frequent flyer miles?
Well, the piece that we did this morning might surprise some people. Believe it or not, the frequent flyer programs at the airlines are the most profitable divisions of the airlines. In many cases, and almost in most cases, they make more profit than the airline itself. And it makes no sense, I know, until I explain it. The airlines make a gazillion dollars selling their mileage to all of their thousands of mileage partners, whether they're banks and credit card companies and florists and groceries, so that when you use one of those affinity credit cards, you're getting 1 mile per dollar spent. Okay, so far so good. But here's where they make the money. They make the money because the airlines also control the redemption of those miles. And as long as they keep the redemption levels at about 11%, that's an 89% return on investment. That's better than loan sharking. I mean, so literally, to put this in real perspective, the frequent flyer program at American Airlines alone, which is the largest and oldest program, it has a market valuation by most stock analysts of about $6.1 billion.
Oh.
Now, wait, it gets better. The entire market capitalization of American Airlines is only $5 billion.
Oh, man.
So now you understand why there's a shareholder revolt out there now to try to make airlines like American, United, and Delta basically spin off their frequent flyer programs because they're such profit centers. So it's sort of like running an unregulated lottery, because the inference and the inducement for you to join is that at 25,000 miles, you'll be on a beach with a piña colada, when in fact, you may not get anywhere you want to go, no matter how many miles you have, because the airlines make it so difficult to redeem them.
Oh, that's amazing. That's a great story. We have a lot of people who want to talk to you. We can pursue this a bit more on the frequent flyer miles, but let's go to Mike in Oshkosh. Mike, hi. Thank you for waiting.
Yes, thank you, Peter and Larry. Off-the-wall question for you. I've traveled on a fair number of international carriers, and I've been really disgusted by one in the not-too-distant past. And I'm wondering if you can suggest a website, or if you want to go out on a limb and comment about quality of service on international flights.
Well, you know what? I'm the kind of guy who likes to name names. If he's been disgusted by one, which one was it?
Air Italia.
No, it's called Alitalia, and that stands for all luggage in Tokyo, all land in Athens.
Bingo.
I know. Alitalia right now has been an airline in trouble for a long time financially, and it's essentially being run by the government. They tried to privatize it. It didn't work. And the latest report is that Air France might actually buy Alitalia. These are the old days of the flag carriers that had no reason for being in business. You know, anybody remember the airline Sabena?
I remember it.
Right, the Belgian airline. Sabena was in business for 75 years until it literally ceased to operate a couple of years ago. In its 75 years, it had one profitable year.
Oh.
So, you know, in the airline business, Richard Branson likes to say that if you want to be a millionaire, start with $1 billion, open an airline, and you'll be a millionaire. And so the answer to your question, and as short as I can make it, is this, and I talk about this in my book. You can't judge an airline by its entire system or by its entire route structure. You basically value the airline that you think it does the best job based on individual routes. So if you said to me, what's the best airline going between Milwaukee and LaGuardia, you know the answer. It's Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to know which is the best airline going between L.A. and New York, I'd have to say American, because they've got the most frequency, which means if you miss one, there's always another one. You're certainly not going on the airline because of the rich Corinthian leather or the Broadway show tunes the flight attendants will be performing on board or the wine list. I have to say this, Larry. It's very important for people to realize why we fly. Let's get down to basics. Believe it or not, we fly to go from point A to point B and not die.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Everything else is an unexpected bonus.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks. Well, there really isn't a place to check the reputation. As you say, there are so many variables.
Actually, there is a way to check. I mean, the European Union has a list of airlines that they think do subservice or they're actually banned because of safety infractions. We don't have that in this country because of lobbying groups. But you can go to a number of websites that are listed in my book, whether the National Transportation Safety Board website or another one called, I think, airsafe.com, which can give you the various safety records and some of the service records of the airlines. But let's be fair about this at the same time. We have not had a major jet fatality in this country in over 6 years.
Yeah.
The last time we lost a plane was on November 11th, 2001, when an American Airlines Airbus crashed shortly after takeoff from Kennedy. And not since then have we lost a major jet aircraft. That's a remarkable safety record.
Yeah, a remarkable record, absolutely. Well, I'll give you one experience that I had, and I don't do a lot of international travel, but I had some business with UNESCO in Paris. So just before Christmas, the busiest time of the year, I traveled on Continental, and I had a great experience. The Continental flight from Madison to Newark was a little delayed because of weather, but they actually held the plane up for a couple of us who were going to make the Newark to Paris trip, and really had a nice trip for over and back and pretty much everything right on time.
Oh, that's great. You know, when those things happen, it's such a pleasant surprise, you know, but most of the time it doesn't. You know, most of the time airlines publish schedules to be competitive and not to be real, and that gets me really angry.
Kathy in Appleton has a question for you. Kathy, hi.
Hi. How are you both?
Great. Thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I work as a travel agent, have for 20-plus years, and this book sounds absolutely wonderful. I can't wait to pick it up.
Well, thanks.
And, yes, Larry, I know of a way I can get it very quickly. But my call is in regard to a specific trip I'm working on and have been for several months, if not a year or more, for a couple to Africa, and how frustrating it is. And I will speak specifically with one country that they're visiting, I'm sure you're familiar with, and that's Zambia, because of Victoria Falls.
Sure.
And what they're going through recently, what they were told originally about a visa, is completely changed, and there were three changes within a 30-day period.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Where are your people flying from to begin with?
Chicago.
And what's their first port of entry?
We're flying them KLM, Northwest KLM through Amsterdam.
I know, but where are they landing in Africa?
And then into Johannesburg part of the trip is there.
Okay, so if you really want to get it all taken care of, I will suggest a way to get up there that may be different than you're thinking. There's an amazing railroad called Rovos Rail, R-O-V-O-S Rail. It goes right from Pretoria, which is a 40-minute drive from Johannesburg. It goes right through Zimbabwe and ends up right there at Victoria Falls, right there in Zambia. It goes right to Victoria Falls, and they take care of all the stuff for you. The visa problems are not a problem whatsoever.
And the way that they're getting there, however, is from their stays at three different camps in Botswana.
That's the other way to do it. If you look at the map, Botswana is right next to Zambia. It's only a 40-minute drive by car.
Oh, so rent a car and
No, don't rent a car.
No?
They'll take you over.
Oh, they'll take you over.
Absolutely. You talk to the camps, cut a separate deal with them to drive you over into Zambia, you're there.
Oh, that...
And if you're really bold, you can bungee jump. some of the wildest bungee jumping is right there over the Zambezi.
Oh, man.
It used to be that if your name appeared on a manifest through the safari company I work with, the visa fee would be waived, and that no longer is true because he claimed that the embassy in Washington I spoke to yesterday, claims that because of what the United States did to the Zambian citizens in retaliation,
you're absolutely right about that, and it's a problem. It's happening all over the world. The United States is now perceived by so many foreigners as an inhospitable place because of our own visa requirements. that the European Union is now considering a regulation to fingerprint American travelers who are trying to fly overseas. In Bolivia, they've already announced that they will fingerprint Americans who want to travel over there. If you want to streamline the visa problem, there are a number of great visa services, which I'm sure you may know about, but I'm going to share it with our listeners. There's one here in New York called itseasy.com, or It's Easy. Give them a call, because whenever I need a visa somewhere, and it's not just because it's me, anybody can do it. You go into their office, or you can FedEx stuff to them with all the documentation, and they get it back to you within 3 days. It's a little pricey, but you know what? Nobody has to stand in line, and you get it back.
Uh-huh. Thanks very much for calling, Kathy. Peter Greenberg, our guest today, author of The Complete Travel Detective Bible, over 600 pages of great information. And I'll tell you what it says on the cover, the consummate insider tells you what you need to know in an increasingly complex world. I'm Larry Mueller. Jim Packard, our producer, here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking with Peter Greenberg today about his book, The Complete Travel Detective Bible, and just about travel in general. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 with your travel question. And again, don't forget, you can get a copy of Peter's book with a $150 contribution. Let me give you that number. It's 1-800-383-9772. Call now, make your $150 contribution. We'll send you a copy of Peter's book. John in Milwaukee is next. Let's go to John. Hi, John.
Hi. I had heard something about United Airlines that has made me think about stopping ever buying United Airlines tickets. I went on United in December, and when I did, I checked two bags and I carried on one. And I, from what I've heard recently, I think, if I understand it correctly, United is now going to charge me $25 to check that second bag. And if that's true, I think everybody should stop buying United, because if we do, that'll stop this dead in its tracks, if that's true.
Well, you know what? I'm afraid to tell you it is true. You know, every airline is trying to generate revenue, and this is the question I always ask. And Larry, I'm going to give you an opportunity to laugh when I finish. Here's
okay.
Something. Can you name one other business that stays in business by consistently abusing its best customers other than the airlines? You know, this is crazy. And for those people who've heard me before, in fact, even on this program, I believe there are two kinds of airline bags, carry-on and lost, to begin with. So I haven't checked a bag domestically in over 8 years. What do? I use FedEx. But there are 17 other services that are courier services that will provide the same door-to-door service for your bags, and they're all listed in my book, and about $40 a bag. The good news about that is they don't even lose them, and it's door-to-door. So here's what's going on. I totally agree with you. I think this is a declaration of consumer war against us by the airlines. It's going to kick in on May 5th, according to the United announcement. And if we succumb to this, it will not be long before all the other airlines follow suit, because they don't want to lose revenue either. But let's face it, it's not about revenue, it's about service and value. And I want to value an airline that gets you to where I'm going and takes my bags as well. I don't think airlines do a great job with bags anyway, which is why I FedEx my bags. So if anybody would make a convincing argument why we should all be couriering our bags, United Airlines has made that argument now, because they want to charge $25. I'd much rather pay $40 to FedEx. At least they don't lose them, and they're waiting for me when I get to my destination.
Makes good sense. John, thanks. Deanna in Wauwatosa, your turn. Hi, Deanna.
Hi. Hi, Larry. Hi, Peter. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
It's been 15 years since I've traveled internationally, and I'm guessing that the way you use currency paying for things has completely changed. My daughter, who's going to be in high school next year, is going with her high school band to Paris. And I'm wondering, how can I, you know, should I get a debit card for her? I don't think you use traveler's checks anymore. I'm wondering how I can give her money, currency, in some way that she can use when she's there.
Sure. Well, yeah, let's talk about what a traveler's check is. The traveler's check is really essentially a interest-free loan that you're giving the travel check provider. And whether it's American Express or Citibank or any of those providers. And the joke is, of course, they give you that little handy-dandy wallet to carry with you. And you know why they do that? Because when you come back and you have unused traveler's checks, if you do what I used to do, you put them in your dresser drawer and they sit there. Talk about an interest-free loan, okay? So the only time you want to use traveler's checks is if you want to give your daughter or anybody else one or two of them to use for absolute emergencies. In the meantime, an ATM card or a debit card is the way to go, for the simple reason that there are hundreds of thousands of ATM machines around the world, and then she only takes out the money that she needs, at the interest rate that the bank is charging their own customers that day. You're not going to get stuck with commission charges from money changers. You're not going to have to carry around wads of money. And off you go. And if you're a member of some ATM cards, like one or two banks that will not charge you a service fee, or even some of the stock companies that have it, like I think Charles Schwab or some of the other ones that, do not charge you any kind of a service fee for your ATM usage anywhere in the world, now you're styling because you're not going to get nickel and dimed on anything.
Yeah, and there are ATM machines all over Paris. I'm having just been there about a month ago. That's how I got my money.
When I heard you say that, Larry, that's why I thought I'd call. I thought, okay, somebody's going to know the answer to this.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling. Bill in Appleton, your turn. Hi, Bill.
Good morning. I have a question about discrepancy times with flights landing. For example, my wife travels a lot for business, so I'm always trying to figure out what time to pick her up from the airport. And there's a difference of, 15 minutes to a half an hour to sometimes even an hour between landing times posted on United Airlines, primarily United Airlines, on their website versus the information I get if I call United Airlines and ask for the plane's arrival time, or if I actually go to the airport and look at the board that posts the arrival times. They're all different.
You
and
know
they
what?
Can, you're, they you're, can take a half an hour to reconcile.
Exactly. You're making me laugh because let's start with the facts. And if I make some people angry at the airlines, too bad. Airline departure boards or arrival boards haven't told the truth in 47 years. They aren't. And so what you need to do is to ask a different kind of question. So, for example, if I want to know if my flight is on time or I'm meeting a flight, I want to know if it's arriving on time, if you call the airline and you ask them what seems to be a legitimate question, is my flight arriving on time or the person I'm meeting, is their flight arriving on time? 9 out of 10 times they'll interpret that question to mean, is it scheduled to arrive on time? Well, that's meaningless. I mean, if the airlines were in the shipping business, the Titanic would still be showing on time. So what you need to do is the following. Ask the question a different way. And they might not like the way you ask it, but guess what? If you're persistent, you'll get the information you need. Let's pick up an arbitrary number here, flight 123, okay?
Okay.
And flight 123 is coming into Chicago, and you want to know if it's on time. So you don't say, is flight 123 on time? You call up and say, hey, listen, I'm trying to track flight 123. Can you tell me the aircraft number assigned to flight 123? Great. Can you punch up on your computer the status of that aircraft number? Oh, it's in Honduras? Well, I guess it's not arriving on time. And the other way to do it when you go to the airport, let's say you're leaving on a flight. This happened to me in Wichita, Kansas, about 3 weeks ago. I needed to go from Wichita to Denver. And I actually got to the airport on United Airlines, and my flight showed on the departure board as on time. Well, we already know we don't believe that, and it was going from gate 8. So all you do is you go right to the arrivals board to see what's arriving at gate 8. And guess what? The United flight was coming in from Denver, arriving at gate 8, was 3.5 hours late. What does that mean? I'm at least 4 hours late leaving. But the departure board still showed on time. What a lie. So now I look on the departure board and see that Frontier Airlines has a flight leaving 40 minutes after my flight was supposed to leave, and its flight coming in from Denver was on time. So I just went over to the United desk and asked to be put on the Frontier flight, and off I went. Everybody else, I think, in Wichita at United is still waiting for that flight.
So great tip there. Thanks, Bill, for calling. You can join in, too, by the way, at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. If you got a question for Peter Greenberg about travel, talking mostly about air travel, but I know in his book he covers cruises and all kinds of things, so hotels and whatnot. So any questions, give us a call in that travel area. Brian in Appleton is next. Brian, hi.
Good day, gentlemen.
Hello.
My son is planning on going to New Zealand after the school year lets out here, and I was wondering for any advice about visas, requirements, and the best route to get there.
Well, sure. Well, first of all, you don't need a visa to go to New Zealand unless he's going to stay for more than 6 months. Is he going to stay for more than 6 months?
He's planning on being a student there for attending 1 year of school out there.
Okay.
Well, you know what? There are two different ways to do it. You can either do it the official way and get a student visa, or if he's going to be there, if he can actually leave the country, less than 180 days at a time, he can just get a regular tourist visa. Either one works, okay? And the New Zealand consulate in Washington, D.C., there's also one in Los Angeles, can help you through that. And that's just a phone call. The other thing is, The best route to get there from the Midwest is easy. Go through Los Angeles, and Air New Zealand has a nonstop flight from Los Angeles to Auckland or wherever else he happens to be in New Zealand. And the same thing, I think, also Qantas actually flies from Los Angeles to New Zealand.
Okay. Good luck. Thanks, Brian. Ron in Greenfield, your turn. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
Well, I had a question for Peter. It's about the airlines. What's going on with trying to book a flight to Cancun, Mexico, to go to Playa del Carmen the end of April, beginning of May? And nothing. Usually Ryanair and Funjet are usually running flights over there out of Milwaukee. And I can't find anything right now that is going that way or that time. And everything's so high-priced.
Well, the reason why you're not going to find anything going there at that time is you're out of high season at that point. Their high season ends the end of March. And like you just mentioned two airlines that are not really airlines. They're basically charter operators. And they're not going to be going there after spring break. They'll go back there in the fall. So the best advice for you is to get on one of the big search engines like Kayak, KAYAK.com. Or Sidestep, those are two that are really going to be good for you, that are really aggregators. They look at all the websites to find who's going down there. And if you're going to Playa del Carmen, I'm assuming you're going to fly to Cancun?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know what? There are great deals down there. But my rule of thumb, which we talk about in the book, is you want to do it about 45 days out. So you're almost there if you do it in April. Because anything outside of 45 days, most airline computer systems aren't really programmed to give you great discounts because they're trying to figure out what the loads are, too.
I gotcha. All right. There you have it, Ron. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Ven, who's from Dayton, Ohio, but I think he's driving through. Hi, Ven.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Great. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Ethan, and thank you very much for taking my call. Here's my question. I'm a frequent traveler. I'm traveling for the last 10 years, and I just landed in American and driving through Wisconsin. When I heard the show, I was excited. When you set at 13 million miles, I about, hit a break here. I've been traveling only 1 million miles. How long have you been traveling? How many miles do you travel? How's your back holding up?
Well, I've been traveling since I'm 6 months old, but remember, the frequent flyer programs only started in 1981. They're just about 26 or 27 years old. And remember, I'm flying at least once or twice a week for NBC for the Today Show or for CNBC for my radio show. I do a radio show every week on Saturdays around the country and around the world. So it builds up. So I'm averaging about 400,000 miles a year of real travel. Not this isn't credit card travel where you're getting miles on your credit card. This is real travel.
Wow. Wow. My salutes to you. I don't know. I'm sure I have another few million miles to go.
Yeah, but remember, before you give me your condolences, remember, the only way I'm able to do it and not have my back give out and not, be sick all the time is to minimize the schlep factor, meaning I don't check bags. I figure out exactly what my plan A, B, and C is because we know plan A is never going to work. Mm-hmm. I carry about 30 tickets in my wallet at any one time for other destinations, so it's like playing cards. If plan A doesn't work, I can always get on another flight. I refuse to stand in line for anything, and that doesn't mean I'm being an aggressive, rude guy. It means I figure out how to use the phone and the Internet to get around certain things when that line starts to form. And the line is always going to form. And it's basically knowing a contrarian philosophy of travel. I can tell you, for example, if you're in Chicago and you're flying American Airlines, most people would go in the H and K doors because they're going to the H and K dates. That's where the biggest lines are. I go to the L door. There's nobody there. I beat everybody by 20 minutes in security, double back around, and I'm fine. It's that kind of stuff that's in my book that tells you how to basically disobey every airline sign ever made and without violating any law, and beating everybody at their own game, playing by their rules, in order to minimize that schlep factor.
I need to get your book today.
Well, I tell you what, Ben, all you have to do is call 1-800-383-9772, 800-383-9772, contribute $150 to Wisconsin Public Radio, and we will mail that book right to you. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. All right, Bob in Madison is next. Bob, hello.
Hello there. This is a question for Peter.
Yes.
Peter, I'm driving, so you got to excuse me. About a month ago, me and my wife, we traveled to India from Chicago with the British Airlines. So when I called and booked the ticket with the Expedia.com.
Okay.
So just before going, that's 24 hours before the flight time, you can get your boarding pass. So I called the British Airways whether I'm going through London. Is there any requirements? They said, no, if you have a green card, you don't have to have any visa for transit visa because we're not stopping in London. We're just passing through. That means I stop in London, pick up another airline, another plane and go there. So I got the boarding pass, everything. I went to the Chicago airport to check in. That guy says my wife cannot go because she's got a green card. I said, I called British Airways. They told me if you have a green card, you don't need any visa. He said, sorry, sir, you got to get a green card. So I said, okay, my God, I've got four suitcases in me. I don't know what I'm going to be doing in Chicago. I begged him. I said, let me go to London. No, sir, we can't go because if you go to London, they're going to pack you back right in the next airplane. So I called British, tried to call British Airways, and I couldn't get a hold of them. So what I did, I had to stay there overnight in a hotel. So I rushed back to the British Embassy, and they told me, yeah, if you have got a green card, you got to have a transit visa. I said, I called British Airways.
Yes, well, I got to stop you for a second. Your biggest mistake you made is you shouldn't have called British Airways. You should have called the Indian consulate.
Oh.
The bottom line is never depend on airlines to tell you what visa requirements are. By the same token, I would never call the consulate to ask them if my plane's on time.
Yeah.
You got to go to the source. And I must tell you that of all the countries in the world that need to get their act together when it comes to visas, it's India. I go to India all the time. It's an unbelievable country. But if they don't fix their visa problem, that to me is a barrier to entry. And a lot of people who would normally want to go realize they have to wait so long for a visa. It's just a big mound of paperwork. It's a problem. But in the future, if you're going to a country, don't depend on the airline to tell you the regulations. Depend on the consulate of the country that you're going to. And just to finish up, you happen to be driving through, of course, one of my favorite cities in the world, Madison, Wisconsin. I should tell everybody, if they don't know already, I went to the University of Wisconsin. I'm a Madison graduate. It's one of the best cities in the world, not to drive through. It's one of the best cities in the world to live in.
Oh, thank you very much, Peter. And Bob, thank you very much for calling, and good luck. Stay with that Indian consulate. Matt in Springfield, Illinois is next. Matt, hello.
Hi there.
What can we do for you?
Well, my question is with regards to the FedExing of your
luggage.
Luggage, yes, to your destination. I'm planning to study abroad beginning in April, and I'll be going to Germany. And so, naturally, FedExing, what would be clothes and supplies for a decent time in Germany that could get up to 50 or 60 pounds. Would that be worthwhile looking into? Or
no, it wouldn't, and I'll tell you why. I said I haven't checked a bag domestically in 8 years. But when I'm going overseas, I do check bags because the cost to FedEx bags or DHL them or UPS them can be prohibitive.
Okay.
Excellent. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Mike in Wisconsin Rapids, hello to you.
Hi. I've got a question. I booked a flight to San Diego a couple of weeks ago. I spent the weekend on kayak and the different services on the Internet, and everything was going for $350 to $500. Then all of a sudden, for about an hour on Sunday night, one place dropped it to $160 for about an hour. Then it was back to $350. Now it's back to $5 for the same flight. Lots of seats available.
Okay, can I ask a stupid question?
Sure.
When it dropped down to $164, did you jump on it or did you
wait? Oh, yeah. It took about 30 seconds.
Okay, good. Well, let me give you a website that may be helpful to everybody in the future so that you don't have to stay online 24/7 to figure this out. It's a website called Yapta, YAPTA.com. And what it does is it actually monitors when fares drop precipitously. So once you actually buy a ticket, let's say you buy a ticket for $400, and there's always that $100 change fee. But if it goes from $400 down to $160, it's worth the $100 change fee.
Sure.
So it'll alert you. So check that out in the future.
Good. Good. So it's Yapta.com?
Yapta.com.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Dick in Oconomowoc, your turn. Hi, Dick.
Hi. Thanks, Super, for the show. Here's the question. Our daughter is being married this August in Anchorage, Alaska, mid-August. What should we tell our friends and family who are making the trip in terms of spearing good airfares?
Well, you know, Alaska is very much like Hawaii. There are no such things as good airfares to Alaska because of just the logistics of getting there. You can book some certain things in advance, but again, August is high season in Alaska. It's also summer. There are a number of ways to do it. I mean, if this is the one time if you can redeem frequent flyer points to a flight to Alaska, do it. But keep in mind that if you're going to go to Anchorage, you said Anchorage, right?
Yeah.
Look at the map, because you can. It's not difficult to drive to places like Seward and seeing some other places along the way. Anchorage is landlocked, so you're not going to see a lot of water there, but it's not far from where you want to go if you want to get out in the water and see the Inside Passage. How much time are you spending there?
We'll be there in 10 days.
All right. Do you have a hotel already?
Yes.
Okay, because if you don't have a hotel, or your friends are coming who don't have a hotel, there are a number of websites that bundle deals, meaning they're going to sell you the airfare and the hotel as part of the whole deal, which might actually be cheaper than trying to buy each individual item of your trip. One of those websites, they've just changed their name, but if you go on this website line, it'll forward you on to what they are. It's called site59.com, S-I-T-E-5-9.com. It's really for last-minute travel, but they do bundle things. And so does Expedia and Travelocity. They'll bundle the hotels in there, and some of them might even throw in a rental car. But Alaska is one of those exceptions to the rule, because it's an expensive place to get to, and it tends to be an expensive place to be in.
Thanks a lot for calling, Dick. Appreciate it. And Ilba in Madison, your turn. Hi.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. This question is for Peter. Peter, I have an immersion in Spanish program for high school students. They come in from all over the United States. They go for a month to Nicaragua. And I need to know some information. What is the best insurance, like emergency insurance,
sure,
for short-term?
Okay,
short-term insurance.
Well, this is an entire chapter in the book, because it's one of the most confusing issues when it comes to travel, but it's also one of the most essential things for you to know. Bottom line is there are about four or five different types of insurance. There's the original flight insurance that you grew up with, where you bought it at the airport in case the plane hit a mountain. That's ridiculous. You don't need it. It's an exceptionally high premium. And let's face it, you won't be around when it happens if it does. The insurance that you need to consider are two different kinds of insurance. A trip cancellation and interruption insurance, which, depending on how much money you're spending for the trip, I think is an essential a policy to buy. And every different company sells it in every different way, meaning there's some that will sell you a trip cancellation and interruption insurance policy that will cover your canceling the trip for any reason.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some that will sell you a policy that has certain caveats that won't be covered in case of an act of God or a war or a civil disturbance. Then there's something that I highly recommend for everybody, and I carry it as well. It's called medical evacuation and repatriation insurance.
Yes.
And what this means is that in the event that you get sick and injured overseas, they will send a medically equipped jet to you, and here's the key. This is what you have to make sure it's in the policy, and fly you to the doctor and medical facility of your choice. MedJet Assist does it. Travel Guard does it. There are some other policies that are offering it, but if you read the fine print, they fly you to the medical facility of their choice. And quite frankly, I don't really want to be stuck at a bad HMO in Rwanda.
I totally agreed. I had a friend who was in China, was injured, and she had the medical insurance, and they flew her back to Madison.
Exactly. So bottom line is, the two that I recommend are MedJet Assist and Travel Guard, which is a subsidiary of AIG. They do a great job, and they're all listed in my book.
Peter Greenberg, travel detective and author of the Complete Travel Detective Bible, What You and I Need to Know in an Increasingly Complex World. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking travel on the program today with Peter Greenberg, travel editor of NBC's Today Show, CNBC, and America Online, and author of The Travel Detective Bible. And Jim Packer joining us for a few minutes, too. And Jim, we have a goal of $9,000 for the first hour,
mm-hmm,
and then $3,000 for the last half hour. And we're at about $6,500 to go, I believe, to make our goal.
17 people have called in so far during the program, and we hope that most of them, if not all of them, have decided that they would like to get this copy of the Complete Travel Detective Bible. A $12.50 per month pledge makes you a sustaining member, and you can do that in a variety of ways. We can take monthly installments. We can use your credit or debit card, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover. And, of course, you can become a sustaining member by using electronic funds transfer, or you can use a check, and we'll mail you a reminder every once in a while. So there are a variety of ways to do this, to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're helping to pay for the service. You value the service. You get a lot of value out of the guests that we have, such as Peter Greenberg today. And this book that he has, the 600 pages, include part one is your basic facts and figures about airports, airlines, etc. Important facts in part two about baggage, passport rules, travel insurance, the things that we've been talking about during the program. Yeah. And then lifestyle travel, family travel, women's travel, gay and lesbian travel, senior travel, and then active travel like biking, camping, hiking, and going to national and state parks. And then traveling with a purpose, like culinary travel. You may want to go and learn how to be a better chef. Why, there are places to do that. Affinity travel. All of this covered in the 602 pages of Peter's book, and it's available to you with a $150 pledge. And we hope you'll call right now at 800-383-9772 or at WPR.org and pick up your copy.
Wayne in Appleton called in with a contribution, listens to WPR very consistently. He says he doesn't always agree, but he says, I believe a wide variety of views is necessary. Faith, here's a nice one. Faith in Appleton says, I just moved to Wisconsin this past year, and I listen especially while in the car. I love all the programs. They're great. Diane and David from Superior have been listening. Or one of them has been listening since third grade. So,
or they went to third grade together.
And or maybe they did.
And they're still together, and they're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, and we hope that they're getting enjoyment and a lot of information in today's program. Peter Greenberg is an example of the kind of guest that we look for. He's extremely knowledgeable. Every time he comes to us, he has a greater wealth of knowledge because he travels so much, and we're just happy to pin him down for the program today. And if you enjoy the kind of program that Larry has on a regular basis, whether it's home renovation or whether it's garden talk or whether it's the outdoors, all of these things are available on a regular basis. And if you listen and you like the station, why not support it with your pledge of financial support at 800-383-9772.
And we'll also send you that book if you when you contribute, let's put it that way, $1,200. You'll get two tickets to Wisconsin Public Radio's Cajun Cookout on Larry's Bayou at my home on Lake Monona on the afternoon of June 28th. Tim Hall, the Cajun cook, will be there, and he's preparing gumbo, and he's got a Cajun deep-fried turkey. Well, more than one. He's got a 72-gallon pot. So
you're going to be turning up the music for that.
Well,
day, aren't
we would, but the music has disappeared.
Oh,
and
Lord,
so
I was going to bring in some Cajun music today just to have it. And
yeah, I was waiting for that music to kind of appear in the background, and it didn't. And I looked on, and there no Cajun music. But we'll have the party anyway. Cajun deep-fried turkey. We'll have Cajun corn. We'll have dirty rice. We'll have green rice, vegetarian. And then we'll have that sweet potato pie with chantilly cream. So, and you'll have a chance, of course, to talk with me, Joey Cardine, Gene Ferracca, Cheryl Gasser, and a lot of the gang from Wisconsin Public Radio will be there. But there are only four pairs of tickets left. Actually, you could buy one ticket if you wanted to for $600. Or if you want to buy a couple, somebody bought four yesterday.
Yes, they did.
And that was wonderful. $1,200 contribution. We'll send you a pair, and we'll also send you Peter Greenberg's book as well. And as Jim said, over 600 pages. And as you listen to Peter today, you know that he knows a lot of the inside things that are, you know, we're just not, you know, we just don't have the experience that he's got. He's put those tips and all that inside information into his book, talking about accessible travel in chapter 15. I'm just opening the book. He talks about what to do in case of an emergency when you're traveling. Well, there's just too many things to talk about because he's got so many, many, many good things. At 1-800-383-9772. We're over $3,000, just $6,000 to go to reach our goal at noon today. 1-800-383-9772, or go online to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org. And Peter, you're a fan of public radio. I know that because you've volunteered your time on this program a number of times.
Absolutely. You know, I can't emphasize it enough. You know, I'm not just on your show today to promote my book because my book gets promoted anyway. I'm there to promote public radio and to let people know that I'm also a member here in New York and in California of my local public radio stations. It's something we need to do. We need to get the communication channels locked in there so that people have options when they want to listen to news and information, stuff that makes sense in their lives that they can relate to. So to the extent that I can help out today, I'm very happy and proud to do it.
Well, I really appreciate you being with us today, and I'm going to put out that call again. Call us at 1-800-383-9772. If you haven't made your pledge yet to Wisconsin Public Radio, what a great time to do it. $150, we'll send you a copy of Peter's book. $1,200, we'll give you a couple tickets to visit my place, Larry's Bayou, on June 28th. Eat some great Cajun cooking, and we'll spend 3-4 hours or however long you want to spend gabbing about Wisconsin Public Radio. As a matter of fact, Tim Hall, the Cajun cook, is also bringing along copies of his cookbook and his special spice blend, and we'll be giving everybody a copy of his book and special spice blend, and we'll probably have some other goodies.
Party favors as well.
And we're going to have a lot of fun at that event. And with only 4 pairs of tickets left, I'll tell you right now, they're all going to be gone. So, yeah, and we're about halfway through, a little over halfway through the fun drive. So there's not a lot of time left. So if you've been thinking about it, don't hesitate. Call us at 1-800-383-9772. Go online to WPR.org. Make your contribution, no matter what the amount. As a matter of fact, if you've never contributed before, we've had 8 new callers or 8 new contributors this time. Maybe you want to start out at $5 a month, a $60 contribution. Our average contribution is about $120, and maybe you want to go that $120. But if you're going to go there, I would add another $30 and make it $150, and then we'll send you a copy of Peter's book as well. 1-800-383-9772, and you can use your Visa card, your MasterCard, your American Express, your Discover, electronic funds transfer. Jim, there's all kinds of ways.
There's payroll deduction if you're a state employee as well, as I am. And Larry, you just throw a pot of money in every year.
I just throw checks in.
And keep going at it through the year, and we appreciate that. But we know that not everybody's able to do that, so why not make your pledge for the program that you value and enjoy at 800-383-9772. $12.50 a month or $150 a year gets you a copy of Peter's book, and it also gets you the member benefit card, which will enable you to save the cost of your investment through the year by giving you 2-for-1 benefits, dining benefits throughout the state of Wisconsin at over 230 places, performance and attraction benefits like symphonies, children's museums, theaters, and more, 2-for-1. And then online shopping benefits at 15 stores at least. Bed and breakfast benefits, 2-night stay for the price of 1 in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Minnesota. So that's also coming to you with your pledge at $150. We're over $5,000 right now in the hour, almost $6,000. So we're halfway to our full program goal, and it takes your call, though, to keep us on track. Make your call right now at 800-383-9772 or pledge online securely at WPR.org.
And just now we're over $6,000, just $3,000, under $3,000 to go to reach our goal of $9,000 for the hour. And Jim, we just sold a pair of tickets, so we have 6 tickets, 3 pairs of tickets.
3 pairs or 6 singles, however you like
however
to do
you
it.
Want to do it.
800-383-9772. You better get aboard, because when the place is rocking, you can't come knocking unless you have a ticket.
Unless you have a ticket. That's exactly right. And the old music will be a rocking on the June 28th. I can tell you that for sure. We're going to have a lot of fun. And so if you've been thinking about getting on board, taking a boat ride with Scott Craven on my boat, he'll whiz you around the lake, weather permitting, and a chance to talk to Scott or a chance to talk to our onboard veterinarian, Dr. Sandy Sawchuk, who likes that Cajun food, she told me, and she'll be there with the bells on, she said. So we're really happy to have her along and happy to have everybody who's contributed so far to the program. Philippe Cocard, of Wallersheim Winery called in with a contribution. He always donates the wine every year. This year,
he
put in enough money to get himself. He said, I want to come to that party, too. So he and his
so
wife.
So you'll have Philippe to chat with as
about
and,
wine.
Find out about growing grapes and making wine. This is going to be a great party. But right now, we know that everybody can't afford to do that, and we would like to make sure that you would make your pledge, and you pledge whatever amount is comfortable to you, for you. It's welcome and appreciated, and we're suggesting to you a $12.50 a month pledge. It'll add up to $150 a year, and that'll get you a copy of the Complete Travel Detective Bible. This is a lot of information that Peter has amassed over the years. He's put out books in the past, you know, and he's taken all of it now and made it the Complete Travel Detective Bible. It's published by Rodale Press, and it contains information about airports, airlines, cars, car rentals, ground transportation, hotels, cruises, frequent flyer miles, loyalty programs, such as we were talking about earlier, online booking, security and terrorism. That's just part one of a five parts that go into the 600-page book. So it's a valuable book, and it's available to you right now at 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And we're at $7,000 now, so we only have $2,000 to go to reach that goal.
Keep
it coming. And remember, if you go online to WPR.org, you can print your receipt right off the bat. So you can leave comments if you want to. It counts right now, so it'll count for this hour and a half period.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get the book. If you put the $120 or $1,200 in, we'll obviously also we'll put you in the Cajun Cookout as well. We'll be taking a short break. Peter will be back with us right after the news to take take your questions. And I know we've got some more about Russia and some other places, too. In the meantime, call us at 1-800-383-9772. Go online to WPR.org. Make your contribution right now. Help us out. We're talking travel today with our travel detective, Peter Greenberg, author of the Complete Travel Detective Bible. Really glad to have him with us today by phone, and happy to have you listening in as well. We're going right to the phones here. Some people have been waiting a little while. John in Marshfield, thank you very much for waiting, and what can we do for you?
Hi. Good afternoon, I guess. My question is, how well is a MasterCard or a major credit card accepted in Russia? We're planning on traveling there this coming May. And any hints or suggestions on things to take or be concerned about going to Russia?
Well, the answer about credit cards is widely accepted, especially Visa. Not so much MasterCard, but Visa for sure. I said to one of your earlier callers that, you know, if you're looking about currency exchange, I wouldn't even bother to exchange very, very, very much money. I would take your ATM or your debit card to use in ATM machines over there to get out what you need at the time you need it, so that you're not carrying around large, you know, wads of money. That's the first thing. The second thing is this. When you say you're going to Russia, where in Russia?
We'll be going, we're landing in Helsinki, and then we're going to St. Petersburg.
Oh, so you're taking the boat. You're taking the boat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah, very nice. Well, my advice to you for going to St. Petersburg is this. And you're staying at which hotel in St. Petersburg, do you know?
I don't have that information.
All right, well, wherever you've got that information, be aware of this. I know you want to go see the Hermitage, right?
Right.
Okay. Keep in mind that, especially in the summer, a lot of cruise ships come into that harbor. Not the ferry that you're on, but I'm talking about big cruise ships with, you know, with passengers on for 2 to 3 weeks. And they tend to take precedence over who gets into the Hermitage on the mornings that they're there. So find out, and your hotel should know the answer, what days the cruise ships aren't there, and then get to the Hermitage early, and you'll be very happy you did.
Okay. Good tips. Thank you, John, for calling. Jim in Wanakee, it's your turn. Hi, Jim.
Hello, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, we're planning a trip to Oktoberfest in Munich in September and thought we'd like to stop off in Ireland first. And we'd be going to Dublin, and we have accommodations arranged at both places. So I'm just wondering if there's any suggestions on how to arrange the flights. And I've heard that there's some relatively inexpensive flights between, like, Ireland and the continent.
And the answer is yes, but with one important caveat. The airlines that I would check out that are the low-fare carriers would be Ryanair, and you can get on the website for them at ryanair.com or easyjet.com. There's another website that's called Which Budget. That's one word, W-H-I-C-H, budget.com that will also give you some low-fare carriers that fly the route. But here's my caveat, and listen carefully. If you don't travel light, you're going to get hosed.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you why. I decided to try one of the low-fare carriers last year, EasyJet. I was going to go from Luton, which is a secondary airport outside of London, into Charles de Gaulle. And, of course, with all these airlines, you can actually, you know, the only way you can reserve a seat and pay for it is online. So I went online. It was $29, not a bad fare. In fact, an exceptional fare when you consider that British Airways or Air France was about $335 one way. Okay, so far so good. And then it said on the first page of that website that their baggage policy was that you were allowed one check-in bag that had to weigh under 20 kilos, so under 44 pounds. But if you wanted to check a second bag, then you'd pay an additional £5, or in this case $10, and you could check in a second bag. And because I was going to be in Europe for a while, I checked that box and paid the additional $10. When I got to the counter, they declared I was overweight. I said, no, I'm not. I checked the box. Here's my receipt. They said, well, you didn't read the fine print. Really?
No.
What's the fine print? The fine print is you can check as many boxes as you want and pay as many $10 fees as you want, but the total weight of all bags can't be more than 20 kilos.
Oh.
Total ripoff. Now, Larry, I know you're probably sitting in the studio, but if anybody is listening to this show and not sitting, you better sit down. I'm going to tell you what they charged me for that additional bag on a flight that took 38 minutes that cost me a ticket price of $29. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
$516.
Oh.
And I went on the Today Show, and I held up that ticket receipt and the charge for the excess bags, and called it Skyway robbery. Ryanair does it too. And unless you're a fugitive from justice or a homeless person, this is an airline you might want to reconsider for the simple reason is I could have found 20 other people at that airport that day, given them free flights to Paris for less money, really, than they were charging me for that bag. So be careful. If you want to fly to Ireland and then on to Germany and you want to use one of those low-fare carriers, please listen to me. Pack light.
Pack light. Thanks for calling, Jim. Amelia in Oregon, your turn. Hi.
Hi. Peter, you were explaining earlier about figuring out that your plane at one point was 4 hours late, and
sure,
you were doing it by looking at the arrival and departure boards and saying that, of course, they're never right, which is true. And I've always been able to do it by dumb luck, but you have an actual theory, so I'd love you to clarify that for me.
I'll do it again. Let's start out with the idea that departure boards haven't told the truth since 1947, because they just say that the plane is scheduled to be on time. But the only reason why you want to look at the departure board is to see what gate you're supposed to leave from. Then go immediately to the arrivals board and see what's arriving at that gate. And if nothing's arriving at that gate till next Wednesday, guess what? You're not leaving on time. And that's how you find the truth on the arrivals board, not the departures board.
So look on the arrivals board. Amelia?
And then once you find out the bad news, you can do that at the counter, not at the gate. Don't go all the way out to the gate to be disappointed. Get disappointed at the counter. And then don't stand in line. Get on the phone, call your primary airline, and ask them to book you on either their next available flight that's leaving within 2 hours, or another airline's next available flight. That's called Rule 240. And if you go on my website, which is petergreenberg.com, we'll explain what Rule 240 is. A lot of people think it doesn't exist. I'm here to tell you it does.
All right. Good information. Thanks, Amelia. Marty in Lake Nabagamon, your turn. Hi, Marty.
Well, hi, good afternoon. I'm wondering, Peter, if you have any tricks for getting just a one-way ticket, a domestic flight.
Well,
just
sure.
One-way.
I mean, remember, the old days, and the old days were about 4 years ago, by the way, in the old days, you were all burdened with that terrible Saturday night stay restriction. You know, you couldn't get a discounted ticket unless you stayed over that dreaded Saturday night. Well, those days are over. I'd like to take partial credit for that by beating up the airlines about telling everybody how bad it was. Now, there are a lot of routes where you can get one-way tickets and not get hosed. Southwest Airlines sells one-way tickets. JetBlue sells one-way tickets. You have to watch out for the airline ads that end with an asterisk. You'll see an airline ad that says, L.A. to New York, $184, asterisk. And what does the asterisk say? It says, one-way fare requiring a round-trip purchase. So it's not $184. It's $364.
$368.
So go for the airlines that will actually sell you a one-way ticket And a lot of the search engines that we talked about earlier, like Kayak and Sidestep, you can actually put in there that you want a one-way ticket, and they'll search out the lowest fare.
Would you buy the ticket, or if you had enough miles to get the ticket for free, which of those would you do, just doing a one-way?
Well, it all depends on how much the ticket is. Remember, you're 54% of all mileage earned is earned on the ground. So when you get that 25,000-mile level where you're supposedly going to get that quote-unquote free domestic coach ticket, here's the bad news. That already cost you over $12,000. So why would you want to redeem 25,000 miles, assuming you could, assuming the airline will let you, for a ticket that only costs $117? Yeah. You want to redeem it when the tickets are costing $1,500. So it's all a matter of how much the ticket costs when you do the redemption. Otherwise, it's a very inefficient use of miles.
Good luck, Marty. Thanks a lot for calling. And Joanna in Fitchburg, your turn. Hi, Joanna.
Hi, Larry. Thank you for having him on the program.
Yeah.
And taking my call. I have a question for Peter. Two questions, actually. We are planning to go to the Portland, Oregon Rose Festival.
Mm-hmm.
We read about it in the travel magazine. And can you tell us the approximate dates and how to go about that there?
Well, first of all, when is the actual festival?
I understand it's in June or July.
Okay, and this is in Oregon, right?
Yes.
Okay,
Portland,
very simple. You don't want to book your tickets now for the simple reason that you're not going to get any discount fares until you're about 45 days out. So maybe the end of April or maybe the middle of April, depending on when that festival is in June, is the time for you to log on and do it. And the thing is this. Your real concern is not your airfare. It's where you're going to stay. And on that one, you should book those hotel rooms now for the simple reason that they're going to book up way ahead of time.
And the dates of the festival are June 5th and 6th.
Jim. Okay, so if they're June 5th and 6th, or on April 15th or the 20th is when you want to go online and see what you can do for airfares.
Thanks a lot for calling, Joanna. Appreciate it. Someone wondered if you could repeat those recommended insurance companies for...
Sure. The two recommended insurance companies for medical evacuation and repatriation insurance are MedJet Assist and Travel Guard.
MedJet Assist and Travel Guard.
Yep.
All right. Great. Jim Packer joining us for a few minutes here. And Jim, we made our $9,000 goal for that first hour.
That's right. And that means that we only have $3,000 to go to make our goal for this half hour. And so we're $55 ahead, and we're looking for your contribution right now at 800-383-9772. And I know that there are people who are travel agents who have said in their reviews that Robert Ross, for instance, in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, so much travel information available these days, it's hard to recommend any source of travel information. Nonetheless, Peter Greenberg has been in the game for a long time. His writing is clear. His tips are a great starting point for further researches. His website at petergreenberg.com is an excellent source of additional up-to-date information. He'll even respond to questions and comments. So we would like you to obtain a copy of his 600-page The Complete Travel Detective Bible by doing it with a $150 pledge, which will also get you the member benefit card, and you do that at WPR.org or at 800-383-9772.
And Linda in Marshfield called in with a contribution, says, I like to travel. This show was a great match, so she called in with a contribution. Kay in Maryland says, this is my favorite show. Ooh, thank you, Kay. Appreciate that. And Edward and Diane and Webster, we listen to all the time and get a lot of good information from the program. Deb in Berlin is a rural mail carrier. She listens to Wisconsin Public Radio daily when she's out on the back roads of Wisconsin. So there's a few callers. Valerie in Manitowoc says, I'm another person in Manitowoc who can't live without Wisconsin Public Radio.
We have a lock on the rural mail carriers in
Wisconsin.
I'm
pretty
people. Sure that we're number one on their radio dial, and we appreciate that. We appreciate them listening, and they listen because they love the program. They love the kind of guest that we get, like a Peter Greenberg, who I know has to go away. And so, Larry, we might want to say goodbye to Peter.
Peter, thank you very much.
Hey, guys, had a lot of fun. Anytime you want me back, you let me know. Anybody who wants to support public radio is a good friend of mine.
All right. Thank you, Peter. Thanks very much for being with us today. He has great information, and I'm certain if you listen to the program today, you said, boy, this guy knows a lot. Well, I tell you what, he's put that knowledge into this book, The Complete Travel Detective Bible, yours for a $150 contribution at 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772. And Jim, we have only five tickets left now for the Cajun cookout at Larry's Bayou. And so now we have, we did have three pairs. Now we've got 2.5 pairs here. So if you've been waiting, don't wait any longer, because the last tickets are on their way out the door at 1-800-383-9772. Or online at WPR.org. Well, a caller just called in not minutes ago with a $600 contribution. So he or she has a ticket for the June 28th event. And five more to go, and then we're done.
And they don't need to have the $600 at hand at any one time. That can be paid for on installments, and we'd be happy to take those as well. You can use your Visa, MasterCard, American Express, your Discover card. You can use electronic funds transfer, or you can, of course, pay in cash. Or if you join the state of Wisconsin, use payroll deduction. There are a lot of options available to you, and it'll just take a minute for you to make your phone call. But decide how much you'd like to pledge and give us a call right now at 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. And, of course, when you pledge at the $150 level, you get the Complete Travel Detective Bible. We know lots of them are going out today. Tremendous amount of information contained within this book, all very current, and the member benefit card will be yours as well. 800-383-9772. I know that our total has not raised on our screen, but I can hear people talking, so I know the phone must be ringing.
The phone's ringing, but don't wait. We're at we have $2,900 to go, as we're seeing on the screen right now. Maybe it's down a little bit from that, but I'm certain we're still over $2,000 to go to reach our goal of $12,000 for the program. We have 15 new members, people who haven't contributed before, or maybe have only contributed, have never contributed, or maybe contributed a few years back and are joining the pack again. That's wonderful. We have 43 total, and 15 people are new contributors. Maybe you've never contributed before, and if you haven't, what a great time to do it. If you travel at all or spend time in, I'll tell you what, even if you don't travel out of the country, a lot of this has to do with domestic travel as well.
That's
He's got
correct.
A great segment here on cell phones. He even includes, and this is kind of cool, we've had people traveling all different places in the world. He's got emergency, the three-digit, emergency number to call, because it's not all the same in every country. It's a different number. He's got that. And I saw that, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to write that down when I'm going to Paris or wherever I'm traveling to, and I'll have that information in my billfold. If something comes up and I need to dial 911, it won't be 911. It'll be another number, but I'll have it because I have Peter's book.
Indeed.
Call us at 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772. Make your contribution now. You are the most important source of financial support for Wisconsin Public Radio. You'll listen to this station. You'll listen to this program. We are listener-supported to the tune of about a third of our total budget. So we're asking you to help pay for this service that you use. When you call in, you're going to feel great knowing that you've helped support Wisconsin Public Radio. When you call in with a $1,200 contribution, you'll know that you've got one of the last few tickets that were left, and we've only got about 6 minutes to go on the show. So if you've been waiting, don't wait any longer, because the time is running out for those $1,200 tickets. Or maybe we've got an odd number now. We have five, so somebody just wants to come by themselves.
Well,
$600.
Maybe know that,
or maybe there's three.
They may know that Dr. Sawchuk will be there.
Oh,
or
yeah,
she's
it's a single guy. Or some, yeah, single
and,
gal.
Might just stir up a little conversation there, a little gumbo pot. $2,285 to go now to make our goal of $12,000 for the show. $2,285. Why not cut that down with your phone call of support at 800-383-9772? There's a Bridget O'Brien in Lombard, Illinois, is another travel agent, and says the book is valuable for all travelers. As a travel agent, I found much pertinent information that I can share with clients and use myself. You can't go wrong by purchasing this book. So that kind of endorsement should be enough for you to recommend that you make your phone call and pick up your copy with a $150 pledge for the Complete Travel Detective Bible at 800-383-9772.
Had lots of great calls today. And where else can you call and talk to an expert like Peter Greenberg and get great information? A lot of people who called in today saved themselves, if not a lot of money, certainly a lot of anguish.
That's right.
He talked about how he was sort of lost $500 on a travel deal because he didn't pack right or he didn't read the fine print. He gave the name of the airline. He told him to avoid that airline like the plague. Well, he tells it like it is.
He writes just like he talks.
We're at $10,000 now, Jim. So we're
$1,985 to go to 19, make our goal for the day.
That'd be about 12 or 13 of those $150 contributions, or maybe somebody wants to just take a big whack out of it and take $1,200 and get a pair of tickets to the Cajun Bayou. WPR.org is the place to go online, or 800-383-9772. We've got to make that goal, Jim.
Indeed we do, and I know that by the end of June, why, the snow will finally be gone from the backyard. The patio will be exposed. The beautiful renovation project that you've had over the last few months will be on display, and it'll be a great party. It takes $600 for one person or $1,200 for two to get one of the last remaining tickets, and it'll also make sure that we make our goal of $12,000 for the program. And you'll pick up your copy of the Complete Travel Detective Bible along with that, and you'll get the member benefit card with dining benefits throughout the state of Wisconsin, performance and attraction benefits, online shopping benefits, two-for-one bed and breakfast benefits. So that's a card that's very handy, will allow you to recoup the price of your investment. And it takes your phone call right now at 800-383-9772 or go to WPR.org.
Newsflash, we have sold another ticket, so now there's two pairs of tickets left, only four tickets to go, and when they're gone, Jim, that's all there is to it. So if you've been thinking about, I wonder if I should go to Larry's Bayou and get in on that Cajun cookout, don't wait any longer because they're going fast. They're going like hotcakes or Cajun hotcakes or Cajun deep-fried turkeys. I don't know. We're going to be having Cajun deep-fried turkeys. We're going to be having gumbo and sweet potato pecan pie and green rice and dirty rice and Cajun corn. I'll tell you what, any amount is fine. Any amount is fine. We want to reach our goal.
$785 to go to meet the $12,000 goal for the day. That's all, Larry. $785 is what? Maybe five $150 pledges?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Right around there?
Right around there. So, if you've been waiting to see if we make it, wait no longer. Get online. We have 2 minutes to go before the end of the program. This is your opportunity to put a vote in for the kinds of shows you hear during this 11 to 12:30 time slot. People like Peter Green, we have them on every single day to offer great advice, how to save money, how to fix your house, how to make your environment better in your home and outside your home. All those kinds of programs we bring to you every day from 11 to 12:30. Call us now at 800-383-9772. And we're at $635 to go, Jim.
$635. Make your phone call right now and help us meet this goal of $12,000. 800-383-9772. Remember, a $12.50 a month pledge gets you Peter Greenberg's The Complete Travel Detective Bible along with a member benefit card. If you'd like to kick in another $600, we've got a couple of tickets, just one ticket, you know, for you, $1,200 for two for Larry's party on the bus. by you on June 28th. $485 to go. Oh, I know that we can make it if you make your phone call. Make the call right now. You can hear the phone ringing. Go ahead and make your call.
Call right now. This is your last chance for a chance at the book. 1-800-383-9772. Go online to WPR.org. Jim and I have to go away, but you still have a couple of minutes to go, and we still have a couple of minutes to reach our goal. $285 to go.
And thanks for all the calls today.
Thank you very much for listening. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.